Satirist Mort Saul died on Tuesday at his home in Mill Valley, California. He was 94 years old. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, Saul's stream of consciousness style was influenced by jazz, and his topical humor influenced generations of stand-up comedians. George Carlin, Bill Maher, and Jon Stewart are just a few of the performers who followed his lead.
In 1960, Mort Saul was on the cover of Time magazine for an article called The New Comedians. He's surrounded by balloons with caricatures of politicians, Nixon, Johnson, Kennedy. Saul has a pin in his hand, ready to pop those balloons. In a show in 1967, he said it was his job to burst the public's illusion that presidents are father figures.
They'll salute him for a while, and then it begins to bother them. And they have a wish to do him in. That's where I come in. But
Saul started doing stand-up in the 1950s, a time when most comedians were men in suits rattling off one-liners. Saul wore a V-neck sweater, tucked a newspaper under his arm, and just talked.
And I was walking through Central Park with some delinquents running around there who stopped me, gang of kids with knives. And I stood my ground and told them that I admired their vagabond existence. And I wanted to join them. And they panicked from the responsibility.
Morton Lyon Saul was born in Montreal. His family moved to Los Angeles when he was young. His father was a failed playwright who worked as a clerk for the FBI. Saul's satire spared no one, young, old, people on the right and the left, yet he socialized with celebrities and government officials. He called President Ronald Reagan a personal friend. He wrote jokes for John F. Kennedy's presidential campaign speeches. After JFK was assassinated, Saul was convinced the CIA was behind it. He got involved with New Orleans District Attorney Jim Garrison's investigation trying to prove the conspiracy. Here's Mort Saul on Steve Allen's TV show in 1971.
I'm interested, very selfishly, as an American, in what the results are in the living values in this country since the death of Jack Kennedy, because I think he was removed for a reason. Can we discuss that?
Sure. More.
After that, Mort Saul's career began to stall. He recovered somewhat in later years, but he always stood fast to his belief that a satirist should give people the truth, as he told WHYY's Fresh Air.
I wanted them to give the audience some credit for being bright, and it is. The audience will never let you down. It'll keep you honest.
Mort Saul performed well into his 80s every Thursday night at a small theater near San Francisco. He married three times. His only son died in 1996. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.